Hump Day, Wednesday, the 6th day of October 2021. Welcome into the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. So some left-wing news site claims that I threatened healthcare workers when I said that if police or health bureaucrats or anyone else comes to my front door and tries to force shots into my body or the body of my children without my consent, that they'll get a shot of their own. Apparently promising to defend myself in my own home is a threat now. And that shows a lot about how the left thinks. Your body isn't your own. Your home isn't your own. They're both just on loan from the all-powerful government, which can seize them whenever it likes. Of course, the fact that the article exists is also pretty funny. I guess it's supposed to be a hit piece. Right-wing man vows to defend himself if attacked. Great hit piece, guys. But still, this shows the stakes that we live in. On the one hand, we have health tyrants who are fanatical about forcing everyone they can to get the vaccine. Sick people, healthy people, old people, children, thin people, fats. And on the other hand, we know that people are dying from these shots that they absolutely don't need. Even health authorities are admitting that Washington mother Jessica Berg Wilson was killed directly by these so-called vaccines when it caused uncontrollable blood clots in her body. She didn't need the vaccine. She didn't want the vaccine. She was pressured into getting it by the lure of a normal life and the promise that she could help her daughter's school. But now her daughter will grow up without a mom. But the pressure is relentless. And sadly, every day, thousands more people are compelled to submit. In a moment, we're going to talk to Amanda. She's a military wife. Thanks to President Biden's dictatorial vaccine order, her husband was forced to submit to the jab. Now, she claims they've seen all kinds of bizarre medical developments on him. Most immediately after getting the vaccine, they performed a metallic clay bath on him and put him through a detox regimen. And now they think that they have found tiny little metallic strings coming out of his body. They have video which they believe shows one of those strings trying to wiggle out of a tweezers back into the body. Take a look.
Can you see it moving?
Yeah.
Look at it move.
See it?
Look at that. It's trying to find its way in my body. Look at that.
I mean, that may seem like a crazy sci-fi fiction thriller movie trailer, and I agree, it's something that we've never imagined that we would ever see for real. But even his doctor says that this is out of the ordinary and wrote a letter that reads, quote, "I've attached the pictures that you requested of your husband's blood below. As far as being able to 100% say what the plasma abnormalities are, I'm not certain. All that I know is that I do not see them in unvaccinated patients and that they increase in size and volume with every injection. I have a theory that the spike proteins are attached to the endothelial cells inside of the arteries and veins, causing red blood cell aggregation, forming microclots. I think that I detect them so much because they collect in the small capillaries in the tips of the patient's fingers. The other plasma abnormalities look metallic in structure to me, in my professional opinion. They definitely shouldn't be present in a healthy sample. He also had damage to some of his white blood cells, which is also something I see in other vaccinated patients as well. Now, as far as the detox I have him on, we really don't know what we're dealing with in this vaccine, with it all being very new and constantly evolving. To me, the best thing we can do is detox patients systematically. First, we work on a cellular level, then by organs like detoxing the liver, the kidneys, the lymphatics, and then the brain. All of this in hopes of lowering the body's toxic load. I also try and keep the blood thin with natural blood thinners because I think that it's very challenging overall, viscosity of the blood, and I'm concerned about where all of these little microclots are collecting in the body." Close quote. They also sent us photos of his blood cells, which allegedly show substantial damage. That all sounds remarkable and really scary, to say the least. So we definitely wanted to talk to Amanda to learn more, and she joins us now. So, your husband was forced to submit to this jab if he didn't want to face a court martial. And now you've decided to combat any potential damage with this detox. That video is, it makes my skin crawl. I'm sure for you firsthand dealing with this, that was a nightmare. But what about physically? How does your husband feel? Has he been sick?
Well, right after he got the shot, quite literally, we both got sick. We both got COVID. It was pretty rough at first. This whole year and a half, none of us got sick until after he got the shot. But he, started having headaches, really bad headaches, extreme fatigue, extreme back pain, and he was having the feeling in it, like a heaviness on his chest, and he would say that he felt like his lungs were underwater. So, I just, we were against it. He was on the same page as me before, when they actually had a choice to not get the shot, he was like, I'm not going to do it, and when the pressure came down from the top, he, made his choice. And
How long has your husband been in the military?
15 years
Okay, so I mean
active.
he's definitely invested. He's got a retirement to look forward to. So that was a big part of his decision making, I'm sure. So just to be clear, the entire time neither of you were sick. He gets the jab and then you both get COVID. How was the COVID diagnosed? Did you get the failed PCR test or did you go to the doctor?
To be honest with you, we didn't actually go get tested. But just losing our senses is pretty much what sealed it for us. We lost our sense of smell, we lost our sense of taste, and just hearing of other people who've actually gotten COVID, it just kind of mirrored to the same side effects they were having.
We've heard a lot about like post-shot people having brain fog, memory loss, disorientation, depression. Have you noticed a difference in your husband's mental state?
Well, I know his cortisol levels are really high, and probably I'm sure he's really stressed with everything that's going on. So, I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't really know. We just we just started doing research, and I just pretty much found anything and everything that we possibly could that to throw at him, and we just went full circle,
So I've got about a minute left here, but so that his doctor seems to be pretty optimistic about this detox. That may be the reason why he's, not overwhelmingly sick like a lot of these jab victims that we talk to. Do you think that this is something that you would recommend to other people that they do to combat this thing immediately, to go see a naturopathic or holistic doctor to try to detox any of these poisons out of their body? I mean, common sense speaking, it seems like that should be something that everybody should consider.
Absolutely. We first started with a Morgellons detox. That was pretty severe for him. He started feeling needles. He said he felt like needles were coming out of his skin. It was one of the most painful things he ever went through. He got sick. He really looked like he was going to pass out. And that's when we knew, okay, something's really going on. And a few days later, we got a black light. Found out he was glowing and did the magnetic clay bath. And that is when the stuff, it was literally just sitting on top of his skin.
I'm looking at these images. I mean, this is insanity. So you got a black light. So these needles that were coming out of his skin, it appears were not part of his imagination. Look at these things. I mean, these things were coming out of your husband. You picked them up with a tweezers, and then it looks like it's some sort of a self-aware organism. Look at this video. I mean, this thing is, it's most definitely moving. At least it appears to be to me. I don't know. Carrie Madej was on the show and she was talking about a self-aware type of organism that's found inside of these vials. And now we've seen, Dr. Botha coming forward with these discs that are connected together by some metal structure. So your husband, more than likely, not imagining things. I mean, this isn't just some crazy guy. This is a soldier who has dedicated his life to serving this country to preserve the rights that have now been violated on him and everybody else. This is insane. I'm going to give you the final words. Go ahead. You got about a minute here.
So I would say to everyone out there, don't just take what somebody tells you. Do your own research. You know, pine needle tea is fantastic. It's packed full of antioxidants and vitamin C. And it actually tastes really great. there's NAC, you know, there's zinc, vitamin D, vitamin B, you know, boost your immune system, go outside, get some sunlight. There are things that I believe that are out there that can cure whatever is going on with this COVID. You know, to say that we have to put our faith and our trust in a man-made substance, you know, for a cure or a miracle, you know, it eliminates God, you know, and I believe that there is a natural remedy for everything on this earth to combat sickness. You know, I do believe that there is a place for medicine, but I also believe that, you know, we could utilize what we have around us, you know, and to say that, you know, there's nothing that we can do to clean his blood out and to get out whatever is in his system, you know, it's, you know, dishonest, you know.
I'm glad that you're optimistic, because there are a lot of fatalists out here, and that's not the attitude that we need. We need to band together, treat each other well, pray a whole lot, and find solutions to this. It's a travesty what's happening to our military. You know, I hope that you will thank him on our behalf for his service, and thank you for coming forward and producing these videos and these images. I think people really need to take a step back on this deal, and if they have a choice, which everybody does, that they need to give this some serious consideration. Amanda, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
You heard Amanda. She mentioned sunlight. Now, I'm no doctor. I'm not an expert by any means. But here's the Stu Peters Show medical advice. Get out in the sun. The sun kills 99.9% of viruses, so I've been told. Don't be locked down like these communists want you to be. These authoritarian overlords have no authority over you. Get out in the sun. You also heard her mention D3 and zinc. Now, Dr. Zev Zelenko, the Nobel Prize-nominated, Presidential Medal of Freedom-nominated genius who saved 99.9% of the high-risk COVID patients that he saw, also acknowledges that D3 and zinc are the COVID killers. They are the bullets. You got to have the gun as well, which is quercetin. Now, you can go out to your drugstore and you can get all of these ingredients if you know the dosing, when to take them, how to take them, and all that. I'm not pushing you towards ZStackProtocol.com. But I'm saying that he has put everything together all in one pill. If you can't find these things all in one location, or if you don't know exactly when or how much of each thing to take, one pill solution can be found at ZStackProtocol.com. This is Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko's creation. I trust him. So if you want to check it out, go do your own research. Go to ZStackProtocol.com right now. One pill solution, the COVID killer, found in one capsule that you take twice a day. Go to ZStackProtocol.com. Well, Peter Navarro spent two decades as an economic professor at UC Irvine. During those years, he was mostly a Democrat or independent. But President Trump's message on trade won him over completely. He didn't just endorse Donald Trump, he also joined the administration. He served for 4 years. He wore a lot of hats in that span. He was assistant to the president. He was director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, for starters. But he was also a key player in the administration's coronavirus response. He advised the president on improving our domestic defense industrial base. He worked to increase our arms sales to allied countries. He was everywhere. And now that the administration is paused, his story about what happened inside of the White House can be told. And he joins us now. Peter Navarro is with us. Sir, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Stu, it's really great to be with you, man. And it was quite a journey. I'm showing my Trump colors here today, because this is the 2016 campaign jacket I wore as we barnstormed the country and really took everybody by surprise. But, you know, I am a Trump Republican. We stand for secure borders and fair trade and peace in the world without endless wars. And this book in Trump time, what I do is document kind of the last year of what went down there, and the truth hasn't gotten out yet. And you've got a bunch of books, so you know, Woodward book, Rucker's, these guys in the left wing. It's a lot of lies that are going out there. I want in Trump time basically to set the truth about Fauci, about January 6th, about the stolen election, and about the communist Chinese party and what they've done to us.
I want the jacket. And that's the jacket that I told you you were, I mean, you were all over television. Your friends in the media that hate you, that hate me, that want all of us dead. They want everyone to believe that you're just some crank. But I think it's important that we mention here, you're a Harvard grad. I mean, this guy is a Kennedy School of Government guy here. You wrote a book back in 2011 called Death by China. And now look, here we are. Extremely prophetic. You did a lot of talking about the 2020 election anomalies and then the Navarro report. Those have all panned out. So we've got a lot to talk about. I want to run down the list. So let's start with death by China. This thing broke out of Wuhan. You were warning about the economic fallout, and it was catastrophic in that regard. But now as we see more, it's my opinion that this is kinetic more than economic warfare. Do you agree? I mean, was this thing an intentionally released biological weapon?
The book In Trump Time, Chapter One, begins in the East Wing of the White House, where the president is on stage with Leo Hu signing the trade deal. I'm in the audience remembering what I wrote in 2006 in my first China book, The Coming China Wars, where I predicted that China, communist China, would cause a global pandemic and kill millions. Think about that, Stu. I predicted that in 2006. I'm sitting in there. So what chapter one talks about is precisely the question you ask. I'm thinking, what do they know? When did they know it? Did they know there might be human transmission? And then I'm thinking, could this be a bioweapon designed to take out a sitting president, to take down Hong Kong, and really to push the geopolitical agenda? And then as you fast forward in the In Trump Time book, one of my heartbreaks was the inability to get to the finish line an executive order, which would have established a commission to answer those questions. And I think at this point that there's no question that the virus came from the Wuhan lab. There's no question that Tony Fauci's operation funded the gain of function experiments that turned a harmless bat virus into a human killer. The question remains is whether China, communist China, released it accidentally or on purpose. But as I argue in Trump Time, it's a critical question. But it also at one point doesn't matter, because even if it escaped accidentally, communist China did all sorts of things to seed and spread the world with that virus once it got out. So they need to be held accountable. They owe us over $20 trillion of our wealth. And we'll never get back the over 600,000 lives that China and Tony Fauci helped take.
Yeah.
But that's what the In Trump Time book really lays out in all of its granularity.
So you've been pretty outspoken, very much so outspoken, on gain of function, especially as it relates to like Ralph Baric, Eco Health Alliance, Peter Daszak. The federal government stopped this guy's research, and then Obama allowed it to continue. They moved the research offshore to China, of course. Can you elaborate? I mean, what do you know about the timeline of Ralph Baric, China, Tony Fauci, gain of function? Yeah.
So, again, in the In Trump Time book, I tell a story about how Fauci and Collins, Francis Collins, who just resigned in shame from NIH. Here's what they did, Stu. It's like in 2014, the Obama administration banned gain of function experiments. For your audience, it's worth repeating. Gain of function basically allows these researchers to take a harmless virus and turn it into a human killer. Obama banned that. What's the first thing Fauci did? Once Obama was gone, he comes in through the back door of the White House, doesn't go to the president, doesn't go to any high rankers. He goes to some grundoon low in the bureaucracy, gets the gain of function ban overturned, Stu. Okay, this is 2017. And that reinvigorated the experiments. And the Fauci money was funneled through Ralph Baric at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And this guy, Peter Daszak, who, if you read the In Trump Time book, you will come away thinking that this is one of the most evil idiots you've ever seen. I mean, this guy is just so far out of his depth, playing with God and with fire. And you come away knowing that Fauci knew, Stu, he knew that virus came from that lab as early as January 2020. He didn't tell us. And that killed millions of people worldwide, because we would have had a different strategy. I mean, I was right at the tip of the spear of that, Stu. If I had known then what I knew now, the president could have saved hundreds of thousands of Americans and millions of people worldwide and held communist China accountable. So this is a big untold story that in Trump time is going to get to the bottom of.
In Trump time, get the book. Peter Navarro wrote it. Let's talk about the election. The Navarro report seems to have been prophetic. What's the mechanism for fixing 2020?
Full forensic audits and decertification of the results in the battleground states, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Why would we decertify? Well, the Navarro report, it's interesting. Again, I don't want to plug the book too much, but I'll tell you that in the book, there's
plug
a chapter
away, my friend.
About.
Plug away.
Yeah. Well, it there's a chapter in there where I waited like 2 or 3 weeks to see what our team was going to do, our campaign team, to challenge the fraud, right? Nothing happened. So come Thanksgiving Day, it's like no football, no turkey, no problem. I went in, put my big boy Harvard pants on, and I began what would become the 3-volume Navarro report. The big takeaway from that, Stu, was that the Democrats didn't use any one silver bullet to kill Donald Trump in the election. It was death by 1,000 election irregularities. And all the tables I did in those reports, you can get it at peternavarro.com if you want to download it, basically became the template for the efforts in places like Arizona and Georgia. If you look at the report Arizona just issued, it basically follows the outline of the Navarro report. The punchline there is that there in Arizona, we have found over 50,000 so-called ghost voters. That's people who voted in the election who don't live at the address where they stated that they lived at. Okay. That's how Kennedy stole it from Nixon in Chicago. Right. Now, here's the math, Stu. Let's just say it's 50,000 even. Right. Biden took the absentee ballots, and these are all absentees, took the absentee ballots by a ratio of anywhere from 2 to 3 to 1. Okay. So if you take those 50,000 ballots, it's not like a 50-50 wash. It's like a huge margin for Biden. If you simply take those out of the count because they're illegal, Trump wins Arizona. And that's without counting the illegal votes in Cochise or Pima County. It's without counting all the illegal alien votes. Georgia, I call it the cesspool, is even worse. And I document in Trump time all of the consent decree problems in Wisconsin. It's the indefinitely confined voters in Dane County and in Milwaukee there and Detroit. It's the big bucks Zuckerberg operation that effectively hijacked the election process and banned Republican observers from keeping things honest. It's a big story. To your point, what we need is full forensic audits as quickly as possible and decertify that election and put Trump back in the White House.
Yeah, there's a lot of obstacles. There's a lot of obstruction happening there. And there's a lot of obstruction happening there that's not being talked about, specifically in Arizona, as it results to the reason why we didn't get Jovan Hutton Pulitzer's kinematic data, why we didn't get the routers, why we, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things going on there, and we're going to be diving into that. Is Trump going to announce? Is he going to run in 2024?
Well, the boss will do what he will do. I think that it's really important, and I've told him this, that you need to stay focused on overturning this illegal election. Okay. In some sense, if you start running for 2024, you give away the idea that this election was stolen.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's like I just these rhino Republicans, the McCarthys, the McConnells, it's like they talk a good game. Oh, yeah, election integrity is important. Let's make sure we fix everything so 2022 is fair. No. The Democrats control the Senate right now because Perdue and Loeffler in Georgia basically got cheated out of their seats just like Trump did. So we need to get to the bottom of this. And in the epilogue of In Trump Time, I lay out a complete agenda of economic and national security policy, but also what we must do to avoid what I fear might be a cold civil war in this country. I mean, it just came out statistics that We've had now the highest jump in our homicide rate.
That's right.
In our history.
Yeah,
now, why 29%. Is that happening? It's like defunding the police, but it's like anger with the lies of Fauci. It's frustration with all these mandates, 6-year-olds in school, mothers being called terrorists because they don't want their kids to breathe carbon dioxide through masks. And it's this vast uncertainty about the economic future, which is being destroyed by the profligacy of both our fiscal policy and our monetary policy. So these are critical times, Stu, and we got to get to the truth. And that's what In Trump Time's about. It's get to the truth of what happened on November 3rd, January 6th, and in the Wuhan lab, because the guy sitting in the White House right now, he can't even find his way to the men's room.
Allegedly sitting in the White House.
Allegedly. And by the way, in your opening, introducing me, is the Harvard guy and this, that, and the other thing. It's like, this is harder than it looks. I mean, what is it? Well, we went in there and the president created the strongest economy in history. He got peace with North Korea. He cracked down on China. He secured our southern border. What is it, folks, you didn't like about him? Okay. Was it the occasional mean tweet? Huh? Now you got a guy who's a sociopath liar who doesn't know what his last name is by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, being run by a bunch of progressives who don't understand even basic economics.
And there was a lot insane. Of that failure on election day, the failure to present a legal team that could combat a lot of this that was going on there. And some of that came from inside of the Trump camp, which I believe are the only news outlet, if that's what you want to call us, that is consistently reporting on this ongoing infiltration of the president's inner circle, Katie Walsh, Susie Wiles. These people are past and current leakers, still leaking to the New York Times, Trump-hating Maggie Haberman. They're China lobbyists. They're getting rich. We've reported on the sale of President Trump endorsements, and it seems like they're trying to control the president. How does this happen? How are these people right next to the president in the White House, at Mar-a-Lago, at Bedminster, now returning back to Mar-a-Lago? How are these people around the president?
There's a lot of big villains in the book In Trump Time, Fauci being one of them, Pence another. But Katie Walsh gets her own cameo early in the book. I mean, and I talk about kind of what happened. Basically, when we got in there, there was this battle that continues to this day between the traditional rhino globalist open border Republicans and the Trump folks. And there was Bannon calls it the original sin of the administration. He was in there.
Reince Priebus.
Priebus. And then Walsh. I mean, she's bad. But Stu, you're right on point on how the Trump campaign itself had people who were working against the president. And I actually got a chapter on that. And I actually, I'm trying to do something innovative. The audio book isn't quite yet up on Amazon, but I'm using actual people's voices where I quote them. You know, no anonymous sources in my book. And there's a beautiful chapter where Corey Lewandowski actually narrates what happened on Air Force One on election night. The day before election. And it basically helps lay bare exactly what you're talking about some of the people inside the Trump campaign who were working at cross purposes to the greatest president in modern history.
Absolutely the greatest president in modern history. Peter Navarro, you've already written a whole bunch of books, a trilogy on the China threat. And this November, the new one coming out In Trump Time, My Journal of America's Plague Year. I got to get it. There's a lot in that book. Tell us where people can get it and then wrap up. I got about a minute left here. Your final words.
Sure. Help me out here, folks. Go to Amazon and pre-order this book and get it. It's been ranked as high as number 3. You have a lot of books out there by propagandists like Woodward, who I expose as a liar in Trump Time. Go to Amazon today, buy that book, get one for a friend, and let's get the truth out. Because unless we support books like this, we're not going to be able to overcome the propaganda of the left that's basically disseminated through books that the corporate media pushes.
I got to get one of those jackets. I don't care if I have to go to Mar-a-Lago and be a groundskeeper.
I'm going to do my best, Stu. I'm going to give the bosses, folks a call. I'll put your thing in, and we'll be sure to get you a book when it breaks. It's coming out on Election Day. Pre-order it now. But if you'll have me back, I'll come back after it's out, and we'll really be able to name names.
Would love to. It'd be our honor. Peter Navarro, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Stu, God bless you.
If you follow us on Getter or on Gab, or if you're engaged in the conversation in Telegram, you saw the picture. You saw my new shipment. I got my shipment of Step-On socks. What is so special about Step-On socks? You can only find if you go to steponsocks.com, but I'll give you a clue. It's going to give you a sense of satisfaction. It'll be a red pill on your feet. When you waltz in, you take your shoes off, you kick them up on the desk. Yeah, these things are incredible. They're 100% Patriot designed, all cotton socks, a three-pack for just $17.76. We knew you'd love the number. Not only because of the number itself, but because, yeah, I mean, you can't even buy a t-shirt for $17.76 or a hat for $17.76, but you can get these Patriot-designed three-pack of socks for $17.76. Go there right now. My favorite is the Trust in God sock. Trust in God, the cross displayed proudly on the ankle, boldly, in bright red. The thing is beautiful, and you can step on sin all day long. Second Amendment flags available at steponsocks.com, as well as silver. They have diversified. These people are patriots. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. We were originally going to spend this segment with Karen Kingston, a biotech analyst, because we wanted to delve even deeper into the Biden administration's tyrannical vax mandates. But that's not the only brand of tyranny going on in Joe Biden's America. Late on Monday, we had a new order come down from the Biden Department of Justice. That's the criminal organization currently headed by Merrick Garland, the fake moderate Barack Obama tried to force into the Supreme Court before the 2016 election. In a memorandum to the department, Attorney General Garland writes that, quote, in recent months, there's been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school board administrators, board members, teachers, and staff who participate in the vital work of running our nation's public schools. While spirited debate about policy matters is protected under our Constitution, that protection does not extend to threats of violence or efforts to intimidate individuals based on their views. The department takes these incidents seriously and is committed to using its authority and resources to discourage these threats, identify them when they occur, and prosecute them when appropriate. In the coming days, the department will announce a series of measures designed to address the rise in criminal conduct directed towards school personnel. Close quote. Of course, there is no epidemic of violence against school teachers or administrators. What there has been is protests against the insane critical race theory and anti-white poison that's being shoved down our children's throats while administrators hide what they're doing from parents. And what the DOJ wants to do is now intimidate these protesters, these parents. They don't even have to throw these parents in prison. They just need to threaten them with the full weight of a federal investigation. Agents poking into every corner of their lives, forcing them to blow their entire life savings in legal representation. That's what the Russia hoax investigation was all about. Just get the DOJ digging into everybody's lives to financially wreck them, to embarrass them, to ruin their lives, even if they have committed no crimes. January 6th, another example. Now, instead of targeting senior political operatives who at least might have powerful friends to turn to, no, the DOJ is going after ordinary parents like you, like me, who they know will be helpless. That's the price for opposing the critical race theory Satanism that's in our schools. You get treated like a terrorist and like a criminal. If the Department of Justice wants to investigate people making threats, maybe they should investigate the anti-racist Parents of Loudoun County Facebook group that popped up last spring. That's a group that started collecting the names of parents who were opposed to critical race theory and then started planning to attack them, hacking their websites. Maybe they could investigate the county's school board, which tried to ram through a speech code that would have banned teachers from disagreeing with CRT even while off the job. If the DOJ is so worried about people being intimidated and threatened in America, maybe they could look at the left-wing mobs that have used intimidation tactics as their bread and butter for years. But of course, that will never happen because those rioters are the foot soldiers of the Democratic Party. Karen Kingston is joining us now, but she's here to talk about this new creeping form of tyranny, not just the anti-white racist poison and critical race theory, but parents are forced to be absent while their children are forced to strap medical devices to their face, be indoctrinated about transgender acceptance, be sexualized by these demonic weirdos that have been hired by Marxist superintendents, and then enticing them with rewards to take a shot that could forever change or kill them, all without the knowledge or the consent of the parents, who will then be targeted and hunted down by feds if they speak out. This is insane.
Oh, Stu, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. You made some excellent points there, you know, especially when we take a look at what happened last summer with the BLM riots, which you also brought up, which no governor called the feds to come in. But God forbid a parent shows up and says, hey, what you're doing is abusing my child emotionally, mentally, and physically. And by the way, that's illegal. And that's considered intimidation. That's what really needs to be clarified here. If we point out to these school boards that what they're doing is abusive and it's conspiracy, conspiracy only means it's one or more people who enter into an agreement to do something that's unlawful. If we point out to them that they're breaking the law and eventually the law of this land will rule, is that considered intimidation? That's a great question to ask Merrick Garland. And I would propose to the Senate and to Josh Hawley to please explain what he means by this department is steadfast in its commitment to protect all people in the United States from forms of intimidation and harassment. Because does that include just pointing out that they are breaking the law?
Right. They're injecting our kids without our knowledge. That's what really concerns me. I mean, there have been countless reports of parents being absolutely shook to the core when their kids come home and tell them that they've received this inoculation. They didn't ask them for permission. That's not illegal.
It's absolutely illegal. I mean, you bring up, that's an excellent point too. They have no legal authority over our children's bodies. Only the parents do. And even if you're divorced, most people in this country, if they're divorced, and there's many of us, we have joint legal custody. Even the other parent cannot get your child injected. And it's been proven by the FDA's own documents that these are very dangerous to children, and specifically males 16 to 17 years of age have a 0.02% chance just by the FDA documents. So that's the most favorable number they could run of myocarditis, 0.02%. But if you do nothing at all, they have a 0.0004% chance of death. So all of this is absolute insanity. And then on top of that, they're saying, well, these are FDA approved vaccines. That is a blatant lie. On September 13th, the NIH issued a press release on behalf of Pfizer that Pfizer submitted, saying they have no intentions of manufacturing Comirnaty, the Pfizer-approved vaccine, anytime in the next few months, as long as there is emergency use authorization vials available on the market. And this is very important because Comirnaty has its own new drug codes that are specific to those ingredients and to those manufacturing protocols. And none of it's available on the market per this NIH press release from September 13th.
Okay, so I just want to clarify all this for the viewers, for the listeners. So the FDA approval is for this Comirnaty. Comirnaty, as we know, is not in production. And now Pfizer is saying they have no intentions of actually manufacturing the so-called FDA-approved non-existent drug that you can't get your hands on, but yet that they're going to continue to operate under this emergency use authorization while they shove this secret concoction into our bloodstreams, into our DNA, where we've seen horrific results. Is that about right?
That's correct. And it's also correct that the ingredients have never been disclosed. You know, I would take up any scientist, any doctor, any propagandist that's out there speaking on behalf of these tyrannical pharmaceutical companies, anyone from Pfizer. The ingredients have not been fully disclosed, period. AGC Biologics put out a press release in June and July stating that there is plasmid DNA. They're producing the plasmid DNA for the Pfizer Comirnaty vaccine. Well, guess what, Stu? AGC Biologics is not listed in the BLA as any one of the manufacturers, and plasmid DNA is not listed as any one ingredient. The supply chain of these products has never been fully supervised. We don't know who's involved with putting what in there. Period. And AGC is headquartered in Germany, by the way, Heidelberg, Germany.
So is it parental and student disobedience? Is it lawyers getting involved? Is it the Supreme Court putting a stop to this? I got about a minute left here. What's the mechanism of action?
So, you know, I asked God for a word on a state of the nation, and what came to me was James 3:3. Was not what I was expecting, but I think you'll appreciate it. And the word was, when we place the bits in a horse's mouth to make the animal obey, we can control the whole animal. And it's about the spoken word. And I'm not talking about the truth. I'm not talking about the full armor of God. It is about how man wickedly uses words to control other men. And so what this memo is from Merrick Garland is a way to silence the truth. And the truth cannot prevail if God's people remain silent. So the way around this is for people like you to continue to bring the truth forward, and for every parent to keep showing up and speaking up and keep speaking the truth, because that is the way we turn this nation around.
Wow. And that's exactly what we intend to do. Karen Kingston, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Resist all of this. Do not comply with any of these tyrannical mandates. If you don't want this shot, if you don't want your kids to be inoculated with this mystery substance that has been proven dangerous and in many cases deadly, then don't do it. These people don't have autonomy over you or your children's bodies. Somebody with boots on the ground that is fighting all of this tyranny is Christopher Key. He founded the Vaccine Police after his communist woke boss fired him for speaking out against a tyrannical school board's mask mandates. Successfully, by the way, he got the mask mandate lifted. After he was fired, he made the Vaccine Police his new job, traveling around the country, confronting pharmacists, confronting hospital administrators, pharmaceutical company administrators and executives, CEOs of these companies. He's down at the border documenting all of these people that are pouring in the child sex trafficking. He is out there with boots on the ground. And if you can't be, you can still support Christopher Key and the Vaccine Police. Go and look at all of their documented successes. Go to vaccine-police.com. Follow them in Telegram at Vaccine Police. Go there, and if you feel so called to do so, please donate. I support the Vaccine Police, and I hope you will too. Go to vaccine-police.com. Well, it's brought to you by MyPillow.com. It is my favorite new segment on the show. It's called Ask Dr. Jane. Very interactive. This allows you to go find Dr. Jane Ruby in her Telegram or in her Proton Mail and ask very specific questions that then she will answer here on the show. We welcome Dr. Jane Ruby for that. We have about five questions if we can get to them all. But Dr. Jane has some very important developments that she has to get to prior to us getting to those questions. What do you have?
Stu, there's some breaking information and some science that's starting to gel together. On Monday of this week, viewers saw Dr. Zandre Botha from South Africa on the Stu Peters Show breaking her findings from a Johnson & Johnson vial, where she was able to see in her microscope pictures of these really ominous looking black discs, very uniform. She said they were not biological, and she said that they were way too, you know, even. Since then, we've had it seems like there's a team of social media scientists just waiting in the wings. People came in, they did reverse searches, they looked at these discs, the pictures of them, and they've come together, they brought a lot of different science together to show that this is a technology that's called microbubbles, and it's a technology that's been in development for a long time. I don't know if it's been used before without people's knowledge or consent previously, but when Dr. Botha looked at these black discs under her microscope, over time, when the medium, the material, that one drop that she put on her glass plate, when it dried, she saw these black, stringy streaks, if you will. And she's made the discovery, furthermore, that when the discs are actually a payload system, a delivery system. And she is hypothesizing that when these discs dried up, or when they, through their life cycle, maybe they were programmed to break open, they spill open their contents, their payload. And because she said, when she's looking at the discs, there's nothing else on the plate. And then when she saw them drying before her eyes, the discs sort of morphed out of the screen, these black lines appeared, and then these other artifacts, these shiny particles, these disc-like pieces, a lot of the materials that Dr. Carrie Madej showed you on the Stu Peters Show the previous week. So this is it's just absolutely stunning. There are a lot of articles coming out from a lot of these social media scientific warriors. They're showing us that this is a payload delivery system. But Stu, if it's not being used for good, if people have to be threatened, lose their jobs to get it, forced into getting it, because if it was for good and it was in people were getting informed information on it, they would probably consent to it. So I just wanted people to know, you know, Dr. Botha has been a great warrior this past week. She's made these discoveries. She's hopefully going to get more samples and she's going to test them out. But the bottom line is that when the discs are there, the rest of the plate or the medium in the vial is clear. It's when they open up and release their payload that they kind of shrink back and disappear. And all these other artifacts that we have been seeing from hundreds of the German doctors from their press conference, everybody's coming up with the same artifacts, but it was Dr. Botha who came up first with an observation because she was so startled when all she saw were these perfectly symmetrical circles, these discs. And now we see these discs in a lot of the literature that's already been out there. So it's almost like this stuff was out there, but now it's all kind of coming together. And I wanted to add something. Let's keep her in our prayers because she did advise me this morning in a communication from South Africa that since she appeared on your show, she's been inundated with many, many calls, people screaming and yelling into her receptionist ear, threatening her. But she said that for every hate call she's gotten, at least 10 or 15 people have called to thank her, to bless her, and to say that they're praying for her bravery for bringing this forward.
What is wrong with these people? And who in the hell is it that's threatening a doctor for coming forward trying to save lives? These people are grotesque. I mean, they're disgusting. They're these little lizard people, these serpent things.
I mean, you know, this is her finding. And in her videos, which we've posted on some of the sites, she walks you through it. She, right. With the video, she drops the drop on the plate. She takes people through. So this is her finding. Why are people threatening her and causing her this grief when this is her finding? Yeah. She's not a messenger
like
for anybody or any agenda.
Speaking of knowing who these people are, let's get to these questions because we only have a limited amount of time. Peggy Bartholomew hits you up in your Telegram channel. She wants to know, how does one that wants to join the Marines get exempt from taking the jab?
Well, right now, Peggy, it's not looking that good to get exemptions from what I hear from the attorneys that I'm working with and provided affidavits for to support, you know, holding off for military members. I think I would wait until this thing gets resolved before I would put myself in a position where right now there are due dates for the military to take this thing. And I want to urge all military watching to please just wait. There are a lot of efforts being made externally to stop this thing within the military.
Lam Smith, also in your Telegram, I'm engaged but did not have the jab, but my fiance had both. I'm scared to marry him now. What should I do? I hate to laugh, but it's funny because
I know
marriage counselor now.
I actually selected this question because, Stu, believe it or not, I probably get 100 of them a day.
Yeah.
A day. And that's separate from the spouses that say that their spouse tricked them and didn't tell them until after they took it. I would say to you that you have a bigger problem that you might want to reevaluate. I'm not a relationship counselor, but I'd say that
you are today.
Someone would hide that from their, you know, their life partner. That's a big concern. I do believe that due to the number of side effects that people are having from being near those who've been injected, that you should exercise a physical caution and health wise for sure.
King of Chess 6139. I always wonder what these names mean. In your Telegram asks, what medication or supplements can one take to reverse the effects of the vaccine? Is it possible to do so?
Well, we don't have definitive science on this, Mr. King. So I do want to make that very, very clear. I don't have any science to point to, but there are lots of anecdotal reports from a lot of the frontline doctors, including Dr. Botha, who did, I believe, provide the Stu Peters Show with a list of supplements in a collection that she has found very helpful, not only with her patients, but after she handled this material from the Johnson & Johnson vial.
Yeah. And those are available at stupeters.tv. Michael Mullen, again in your Telegram, I'm unvaccinated. Good for you, Michael. And I'm around vaccinated people. I'm sorry to hear that, Michael. I've never had COVID. Would that make me naturally immune? Oh, great question. I like that one.
It is a very good question because a lot of people blend or confabulate two different things. And I'm afraid that we have a little bit of that here. First of all, your question is based on the premise that this is a vaccine that provides people with protection and immunity.
Right.
I want to reiterate that that's not what it is. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it kind of nullifies your question. But no, there is nothing protective about these injections that would certainly pass over to you because it's not protective to begin with. But yeah. Good question.
Don't shed on me, bro. I don't want any of
that's
that.
That's right.
I don't want any of that nonsense. Chantel, good morning, Dr. Jane. I'm a dialysis RN. Over 90% of my patients are vaxxed and I'm not. I feel ill at work and after I return home. Should I get tested for COVID?
Yeah, this is kind of a similar question to the previous one, but it's got a little twist to it. You are not getting a flu from people who have been injected with these materials, some of which we haven't really figured out 100% what they are. And so I would say that if you are feeling ill, take that seriously. Again, we heard from not only Dr. Batha, but other doctors that have examined the contents of these vials have felt these similar issues that you have, including, and actually Dr. Batha didn't mention it. I think she mentioned it publicly, but she didn't mention it again today, but menstrual cycle changes, bleeding, at times when it's not normal, those kinds of things. So no, you should not get tested for COVID unless you have flu-like symptoms. And then even then, I want to extend a caveat around the fact that, let's go back to the original premise, that the PCR test is not capable of diagnosing viral load. So that means it cannot tell you that you're sick with a virus infection. And in fact, if you don't believe me, go back to the CDC website. They're recalling them and they're replacing them with more unvalidated tests. So stay tuned.
The CDC website. It's a fun place. It's a fun place for all kinds of fictional little stories.
Yes, it is.
Dr. Jane Ruby, Ask Dr. Jane. It's brought to you by MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STEW when you go there for huge discounts and a word from the inventor, the patriot, Mike Lindell, right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you.
Mike is offering the sale of the year. You will receive 50% off his Giza Dream Sheets. Just go to MyPillow.com, and you will receive a set for as low as $49.99 with promo code STU. Or call 800-262-2403 and be sure to use STU at checkout.
Well, there are infinite reasons for global citizens, specifically Americans, to be in a panic and start worrying. But when it comes to your finances, our in-house financial expert, Carlos Cortez, says, why are you worried? And he joins us now. That is the subject of today's Money Minute with Carlos Cortez, an independent fiduciary and chief sponsor here on The Stu Peters Show. No reason to worry.
You know, that's the sentiment. If you look at Yahoo Finance, CNN, CNBC, all the global elite-led media, owned media, I should say, home retail sales are up. Home new construction permits are up. Even the dollar is strong. The jobs unofficially came out today. But Stu, the big thing is going to be Friday, tomorrow, when the actual real numbers from September are going to come out. If the jobs are not actually are projected what they are to be higher, we're going to see a massive sell-off. And so number two, what I want to say is, what are investors and retirees doing in order to prepare for a market correction? Everybody's saying it's going to be a 5 to 10% correction. However, all the leading indicators are saying otherwise, that we're growing. I mean, that's the message right now. You know, the vaccine is safe. The economy is growing, but we see 1,000 cruise ships on the ports of all the ports, not just LA. It's here in Florida. It's in Texas. It's in New York. Go Christmas shopping. I'm telling you, even my Z-Stack, I ordered 12 of them.
Yeah.
And they're still not here because we don't have workers. And so my problem, my situation is it's not all this stuff, all this fear and glooming. It's not going to happen tomorrow. You know, it's going to take 2 years for the real numbers to come out. It's going to take 3 years for an actual probably vaccine to actually work, if there is such a thing.
No, there's no such thing as a working vaccine. The only thing that we're going to see working in the next year or two is all of the die-off of people that have subjected themselves to this jab. I'm convinced of that. Carlos Cortez, you can find him at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Go there right now, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Do business with an independent fiduciary, not a communist. Don't do business with communists. Peter Navarro says, no communism. We agree with him. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, many be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. I will be praying for you, I promise. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save!